mounted. The knight picked Annie up and put her on the back of his horse. "Come on, Jack," she called. Jack moved slowly toward the knight. It was like a dream. The knight picked him up, too. He placed Jack on the horse behind Annie. The knight got on behind them. He slapped the reins. The black horse cantered beside the moonlit water of the moat. Jack rocked back and forth in the saddle. The wind blew his hair. He felt very brave and very powerful. He felt as if he could ride forever on this horse with this mysterious knight, over the ocean, over the world, over the moon. A hawk shrieked in the darkness.
"There's the treehouse," said Annie.
She pointed toward a grove of trees. The knight steered the horse toward the trees.
"See, there it is,"
Annie said, pointing to the ladder. The knight brought his horse to a stop. He dismounted and helped Annie down.
"Thank you, sir,"
she said, and she bowed. Then Jack. "Thank you," he said, and he bowed also. The knight got back on his horse. He raised his gloved hand, then he slapped the reins and rode off through the mist. Annie started up the tall ladder, and Jack followed. They climbed into the dark treehouse and looked out the window. The knight was riding toward the outer wall. They saw him go through the outer gate. Clouds started to cover the moon again. For a brief moment, Jack thought he saw the knight's armor gleaming on the top of a hill beyond the castle. The clouds covered the moon completely, and a black mist swallowed the land.
"He's gone," whispered Annie.
Jack shivered in his wet clothes as he kept staring at the blackness.
"I'm cold," said Annie. "Where's the Pennsylvania book?"
Jack heard Annie fumble in the darkness. He kept looking out the window.
"I think this is it," said Annie. "I feel a silk bookmark."
Jack was only half listening. He was hoping to see the knight's armor gleam again in the distance.
"Okay, I'm going to use this," said Annie, "because I think it's the right one. Here goes. Okay, I'm pointing. I'm going to wish. I wish we could go to Frog Creek."
Jack heard the wind begin to blow, softly at first.
"I hope I pointed to the right picture in the right book," said Annie.
"What?" Jack looked back at her. "Right picture, right book?" The treehouse began to rock. The wind got louder and louder.
"I hope it wasn't the dinosaur book," said Annie.
"Stop!" Jack shouted at the treehouse. Too late. The treehouse started to spin. It was spinning and spinning. The wind was screaming. Then suddenly there was silence. Absolute silence. Chapter 10. One Mystery Solved. The air was